This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burke. The Biden administration is throwing its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines in an effort to speed the end of the pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The administration's putting its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections for the vaccines. That comes amid World Trade Organization talks over easing global trade rules to speed the pandemic's end. Still, the administration's warning it will take time to reach global consensus to waive the protections under WTO rules. U.S. officials say the move will not have an immediate effect on the global vaccine supply. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The group of seven wealthy democracies on Wednesday wrapped up their first in-person meeting in more than 2 years, accusing China of human rights abuses and a crackdown on pro-democracy figures while voicing concern about Russian aggression against Ukraine. Foreign ministers from host country Britain, plus the United States, France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan, also called on Iran to release foreign and dual nationals they said were being held arbitrarily in Iranian jails. They threatened the Myanmar junta, which staged a coup in February, with fresh sanctions in a wide-ranging final communique covering the world's most pressing geopolitical issues, including climate change and post-pandemic recovery. The ministers committed to financially support the vaccine program COVAX, but there was no immediate announcement on fresh funding to improve greater access to vaccines, despite repeated calls for the G7 to do more to help poorer countries. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Nearly 30 abducted Nigerian college students have been freed, according to government officials, 2 months after heavily armed gunmen kidnapped them in the north of the country. Local state security official Samuel Arawan said in a statement the Kaduna State Police Command reported to the state government the release of the remaining students from the Federal College of Forestry Mechanization. The statement did not give any details about how the students were released or their condition. President Muhammadu Buhari welcomed the students' release and called for the kidnappers to free other abducted victims. The abduction of the students from a College of Forestry Mechanization in Kaduna State in March was one of a series of mass kidnappings to hit schools and universities in Nigeria since late last year. A Facebook oversight board has voted to uphold former President Donald Trump's ban from the social media platform. Reuters' Zachary Gelman has more.
On Wednesday, Facebook's oversight board found that, in maintaining an unfounded narrative of electoral fraud and persistent calls to action, Trump created an environment where a serious risk of violence was possible. While it upheld the ban, the board also criticized what it saw as an indeterminate suspension without clear standards and said the company needs to review the decision within 6 months. Michael McConnell is the co-chair of the oversight board.
Indefinite penalties of this sort do not pass the international or American smell test for clarity, consistency, and transparency.
The ruling comes a day after Trump launched a new webpage to share messages that readers can then repost to their Facebook or Twitter accounts. A senior advisor has said Trump also plans to launch his own social media platform.
That's Reuters' Zachary Gelman. Egypt said Wednesday that it would impose new restrictive measures amid a spike in coronavirus cases in the Arab world's most populous country. Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly told a news conference his government would ban all events, entertainment parties, and other gatherings for 2 weeks starting Thursday. He said restaurants, shops, cafes, shopping malls, and social clubs would close at 9 p.m. every day. It also means that the country's beaches, parks, and other public areas would close during the 5-day holiday of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Israel's president on Wednesday tapped opposition leader Yair Lapid to form a new government, a step that could lead to the end of the lengthy rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Reuven Rivlin announced his decision on live television one day after Netanyahu failed to cobble together a governing coalition by a midnight deadline. Lapid now has 4 weeks to reach a deal with potential partners. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.